is Detroit Lions Football Game Day on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Brought to you in part by Ford Motor Company, the Sam Bernstein Law Firm, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Blue Care Network, Xfinity from Comcast, Henry Ford Health System, Bud Light, McDonald's, ABC Warehouse, Consumers Energy Business Solutions, Blue Diamond Almonds, 5-Hour Energy, and Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Today's game is brought to you locally by Citizens Bank, U.S. Park, Crown Royal, Lucido Fine Jewelry, Flagstar Bank, Buddy's Pizza, Protexcel, the University of Toledo, Health Plus of Michigan, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and Crittenden Hospital Medical Center.
From Ford Field, Dan Miller, Jim Brandstetter, and Tony Ortiz.
Getting set for the 166th meeting between these two franchises. Chicago leads the all-time series with a record of 95-65-5. They won the game earlier this year in Chicago by a score of 13-7. These Bears come in 7-1. They started the season 2-5 in their last seven, though. They need a win, and they need some help if they want to get into the playoffs. The Lions at this point reduced to playing the role of the spoiler. They have talked in the locker room this week about embracing that and also embracing the fact that they do not want to finish the season with an 0-6 record inside the division. They are 0-5 at this point and looking to beat the Bears. Coin toss brought to you by Lucido Fine Jewelers for Metro Detroit's most beautiful engagement rings. Check out Lucido's. Down we go to our referee, Bill Levy.
Tail and a head. You're the visitors. You're going to call it? Tails is the call. And it is tails. They want to defer. So you want the football. What goal do you want to defend? You want to kick in that direction? Detroit will receive at this end. Good luck, gentlemen.
All right, Lions win the toss. They'll move right to left across your radio dial from the broadcast booth to the field. Tony Ortiz standing by. T.O.
Hey, Dan and Jim, to echo something that you just said a few seconds ago in talking with a couple of players during pregame warm-ups, during the pregame today, they believe it's absolutely critical to end this current seven-game losing streak that the Lions are riding. As one player told me, you don't want that skid hanging over your head in the offseason. In fact, that player called it similar to what the team faced after the 2008 season. You remember that was the year the Lions went 0-16. And yes, Dan and Jim, spoiling the Bears' playoff hopes with a win is a major perk for quite a few of the Lions. Keep in mind, Chicago's won 12 of the last 15 games they played against Detroit, including a 13-7 victory at Soldier Field back in October. And that's a loss, guys, that still doesn't sit well with some of the players, not because of the Bears, but because that was a game that many of those players felt that the Lions, with a break or two, with a good play or two, with a defensive stop or two, could have won, especially on national television. They had a chance to make a statement, and they just didn't.
Tony, that is the entire season. With a play, with a break, you could have won. I mean, that explains what has happened to the Lions really since this season began. It's with a play, with a break. You need to make plays. You need to get breaks. You need to take advantage of the breaks. And they just haven't done that often enough this year, which is why they find themselves at 4-11 at this point, saddled with a seven-game losing streak. Opening kickoff brought to you by the new 2013 Ford F-150 with EcoBoost.
Add one thing to that scenario, Dan, regarding getting a break or making a play. You also cannot turn the ball over. And that's one thing the Lions have done that have been the biggest problem they've had. They've shot themselves in the foot with penalties and turnovers. And if you're going to win, you can't do that. And in this game, if they don't, they've got a good shot to win.
Joe Abramson, our spotter, tells us that Joyke Bell, when he was in college, averaged 24.7 yards per kickoff return. So he will get a chance to do that right here for the Lions as he takes over the duties for Stephon Logan.
And he went to college at?
Wayne State.
Just up the street.
Here we go. Final game of the regular season underway. Line drive kick hits at the 15. It'll be taken by Bell on a bounce to the 3, to the 10, to the 15. Bell to the 20. Cuts it up at the 25. Still running at the 30 and across the 32 to the 33-yard line. And that's where the Lions will take over. First down and 10 after a 30-yard return.
These fans enjoyed that, didn't they? A good return. I think they would have enjoyed anything on the ABL kickoff.
Anybody but Logan. Yeah, I think that in a season where things don't go right, certain guys become the poster players for that, if you will. And Stephon Logan's downing a punt at the 4 last week, I think, certainly put him in that position.
One of those lasting images that will be part of this team in this season for a long time.
First and 10 Lions. Riley Reiff in there. Lions go jumbo. He lines up as a wing to the right. Lone back, LeSure. Stafford under center. Turns, gives to Michael, running left in trouble. Spins out of a tackle at the 28. Fights to get back to the line of scrimmage. Going to lose a yard back to the 32. First man in was Geno Hayes, and he's really the one that blew up that attempted sweep that time.
But did you see that front? I mean, there were eight guys on the football. The linebackers were literally standing at the heels of the defensive linemen. They were crowding that line of scrimmage big time on that first down play.
Lost about a half yard on the play. Call it second down. Lions reload. Again, Reef in there in motion from right to left. Stafford under center again. This time gives to LeSure straight up the gut. Tripped up at the 35. Gets out to the 39-yard line. Stephen Paya with the tackle. 6 yards on the play. It'll bring up now third down. About five for the Lions. And that time you could see LeSure just kind of slam his hand on the football. Knew if he had kept his feet, there was a lot more out there for him. Two tight end set for the Lions. Pettigrew and Scheffler both in there.
Very important, Dan, I think, Pettigrew in the ballgame because he gives Matthew Stafford another option in the passing game.
Third down and four. Lions from their own 38. Stafford, hard count. Bears don't bite. Stands up, looks out over that defense. Now he leans in and takes. Back to pass, looks, nowhere to go, in trouble, slips out of it, rolling left. Now he throws, and he just throws it away, incomplete. Big pressure coming that time from Henry Melton, the defensive tackle. Had some negative things to say about this Lions team this week, but he's on his way to the Pro Bowl. He's had himself a heck of a year. He and Dominic Raiola in a bit of a war of words there. Melton about the team, Raiola about Melton. So the Lions are going to have to punt it away. Nick Harrison, Devin Hester, ever dangerous back for the Bears, standing at the 20-yard line to our left. Harris has got it. Drives it with his right foot. Hester under it at the 18-yard line. Catches it on a knee and gets blown up by Kasim Osgood. Osgood, the first man down there. Hester never had a chance. Went down to make the catch. Popped up, started to run, and as he did, number 10 just buried him in the turf. 43-yard punt, zero return. First quarter brought to you by the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Injured? Call 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today. Bear offense comes out led by Jake Cutler. Jake Cutler in eight games against the Lions, 11 touchdowns, one interception, quarterback rating of 100.9. Two tight ends set. Matt Forte, the back. Cutler up under center. Cutler takes five-step drop. Looks right. Now comes back. Now looks right again. Throws deep right side. Once Jeffrey got him in stride at the 40. In Lions territory at the 30. And taken down inside the 30 at about the 28-yard line by Chris Houston.
Boy, you better get a better pass rush than that. Jay Cutler had time to stand back there, sit down, have a sandwich, stand up, let Jeffrey make a double move on Chris Houston and throw it deep. Wow.
55 yards, just like a bolt of lightning on the first play from scrimmage for the Bears.
Boy, you got to get a better rush on him than that.
First and 10 now from the Lion 27. Rodriguez in front of Forte behind Cutler. Kellen Davis in motion to the right. Fake to give to Forte. Now he's pressured. Sets up a screen left side. Got it to Rodriguez. And Rodriguez is going to be taken down after a short game. Got down close to the 25-yard line. Ron Bartel did a nice job of reading that. And holding him to about a 2-yard gain on the play. It'll be second and 8. Looked, Brandy, when he caught it, like he had a lot more room.
Right. Well, I'll tell you the other thing is Vanderbosch did a nice job. That was a naked bootleg, and Cutler wanted to get outside and break contain. But Vanderbosch was in his face, forced him to throw it early, and he really didn't give his fullback a lot of time to turn upfield and make a play.
Second down and 8, Bears at the Lions 25, scoreless first quarter, Chicago knocking on the door, Lions show blitz. Cutler backs away from his center, play clock down at 2, and he's going to call a timeout.
Timeout, Chicago.
I think he wanted to double check his protection there, was running out of time, so he'll walk to the sideline and talk things over. Scoreless first quarter. Bears have it at the Lions 25, 11:57 to go. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
There are nearly 1,700 players in the NFL, There are over 2,000 reported injuries each season. And of the 32 physician groups that take care of these professional athletes, only one can be found in your neighborhood. The Henry Ford Medical Group. With over 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, our physicians make up one of the leading group practices in the country and are proud to be the team physicians for the Detroit Lions. And whether you're injured on the gridiron or in the backyard, Henry Ford Medical Group physicians are experts at getting you back on your feet and in the game. So go where the pros go. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD for an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
This season, the Lions Radio Network will highlight during the second quarter of play Michigan-made, Michigan-based companies that support the radio network. Fans, we remind you to support all of our partners and the ones that are a big part of your community and our state. Today's Michigan-made company is ABC Warehouse, headquartered in Pontiac, Michigan. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
The Student Heart Check Program saves lives. Text SCREEN to 50555 and donate $10 to save a kid's life. Text SCREEN to 50555. Messaging rates apply.
All right, back at Ford Field. Scoreless between the Bears and Lions. 11:57 to go here. First quarter, Bears have it. Out of the timeout, they come to the line. Cutler with Forte, the lone back. One receiver right, one left. Got two tight ends in the game as well. Matt Spaeth in motion. Cutler turns, gives to Forte, slips a tackle in the backfield, but he won't slip the second wave at the 25. Now, first man in was Ndamukong Suh. He won't get credit for the tackle, Justin Durant will, but Suh made that play.
Absolutely. Suh gets in there, forces Forte to make a different move back in the backfield. He stops, bounces to his right, and there's a guy there to make the tackle. But Suh forced him to stop, bounce to his right. When you take that kind of time to get to the hole, you're going to get tackled by somebody else.
Third and 8 now. Bears from the Lion 25. Lions go nickel 5 defensive backs. Bears are going to spread him out of the gun. It's Cutler. He's got Forte to his left. Motion up front. Think the Bears moved early, and that'll cost him.
And Ndamukong Suh caused it.
False start. Number 79 offense. 5-yard penalty. Third down.
Now, you mentioned the fact that the Bears have moved some things around on their offensive line. As Gabe Kareemi went from right tackle to right guard, Jonathan Scott moved in at right tackle, and the former Lion called for the penalty there.
All right, well, and they also put Cliff Averill way wide left as a defensive end, and they moved Ndamukong Suh out in the guard tackle gap. So you had Jonathan Scott worried about Suh, and he got a little bit of a jump.
Lions go to a 3-3-5, three defensive linemen, three linebackers, five defensive backs here on third down and 13. Cutler's got it. Straight drop. Pressured. Looking for somewhere to go. Rolls to his left. Now lost the football. It's free on the ground. The Lions have it. Now it's knocked away again. And Forte's going to recover it back near midfield. The Lions had it. Kyle Vandenbosch had it in his hands and then lost it. Knocked away. Bounding back toward the other end zone. Forte picked it up at the 50. And Chicago avoids the giveaway there. And now they'll have to punt. But they will be able to pick up some yardage in terms of where the Lions would have had it. But, man, that was right in Vandenbosch's hands.
If he just falls on it, it's Lions football.
Now that time, Cutler just dropped the ball.
Just dropped the ball. And it was Cliff Averill who came around playing nose guard all the way around the right end, the right defensive end, to cause Cutler the problem to bail out of the pocket.
Mike Thomas on to return the punt. Calls for a fair catch, settles under it at the 8, and makes the catch right there. So the Lions will be backed up in their own end as they take over after a 42-yard punt, 9:51 to go first quarter. Scoreless here at Ford Field. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
The wait for great barbecue is over. The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's. If you haven't tried it, let's take you through our barbecue basics.
Start with tender, juicy, real pork and a hint of Memphis-style smoke and seasoning.
Top it with crispy pickles and slivered onions for a touch of North Carolina tang.
All on a home-style bun, here for a limited time. More of that one-of-a-kind taste to love. So what are you waiting for? And right now, when you buy an amazing McRib extra value meal, you get another tender, juicy barbecue McRib for only $1. Price and participation may vary.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
Let the best take the stress out of holiday shopping. Lucido Fine Jewelry on Shaner and Sterling Heights or Main Street in downtown Rochester. Lucido has the best gifts to fit any budget. Lucido's lineup includes Hearts on Fire, David Yurman, Tacori, A. Jaffe, and watches from Tag Heuer, Breitling, and more. If you're not sure what you're looking for, Lucido's expert staff can help you every step of the way. Begin your quest for the best at LucidoFineJewelry.com. You want to play with the best? Shop with the best at Lucido Fine Jewelry. ABC Warehouse beats all deals on the top five brands of HD TVs. This week, get an LG 60-inch 1080p HD TV for just $9.99 or less. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
Today's Bell Tire first half contestant is Todd Frank from Grand Blanc. If the Lions score a touchdown this half, Todd will get a $100 gift card and Lions jersey courtesy of Bell Tire. Go to belltire.com, click the touchdown contest promotion button. Here come the Lions. They scrimmage from their own nine. Stafford takes, fakes the handoff, wants to throw, does deep middle, got it complete. It is Scheffler across the 35 out to the 38-yard line. So the Lions get out of a hole. Scheffler with a big grab there. And they're going to mark him down at the 37. So that will go down as a 28-yard gain. And that is nice to see.
Yes, it is. And it's a nice way to go because you got Calvin Johnson split left. The Bears want to take him away, so you go away from him and find a big seam for Scheffler.
It's time Calvin goes right. Tillman goes with him. Safety help over the top. First and 10 Lions from their own 37. Scored us in the first. Stafford to throw. Looks Calvin's way. Wants him. Got it. In Bears territory and down to the 45-yard line. Beat Tillman on the play. Picked up 18 yards.
And what a throw by Stafford. That was one of those where he needs to fire that thing in there. Because Calvin basically makes a little turn-in, kind of a skinny post. But he's got to get it between the outside backer, middle linebacker dropping in the zone. And I mean Stafford threw a laser in there.
Mike Thomas into the game. The Lions go to a three-receiver set. First and 10 from the Bear 45. Lone back with Shore. Stafford takes, gives to Michael. Right side, down to the 40-yard line he goes. Picks up five on the play. Second and five coming up. Israel Adonijé makes the tackle for Chicago. Comes into the game with 6.5 sacks. Bears is a team, 40 sacks, seventh in the NFL.
In game one between these two teams, the Bears put Matthew Stafford down three times in the passing game.
It was those three red zone turnovers that Lion fans will remember that night, though, in a 13-7 game. Second down, pistol formation. Stafford, play action fake, sets and throws, and just throws it away. Pressure was coming from the backside that time. Pressure coming from Corey Wooten. Stafford had to get rid of it to avoid taking a loss, so now it'll be third down and five. 7:51 to go, first quarter. Scoreless game, Lions and Bears. Bears have to win to keep their playoff hopes alive. They need help from the Packers. After that.
And this is the down, and this is why I think it's important that Pettigrew's back, that he becomes part of this offense, a bigger part.
Third down and five for the Lions from the Chicago 40. Chicago fifth in the NFL in third down defense. Stafford has it in trouble, throws, caught. What a play! Calvin Johnson running to his right, had to come back to his left and make the grab. He does for a first down at the 35 and credits Stafford for staying alive amidst a lot of traffic back there as well.
You know, that catch looks like a drill the Lions do after practice for their receivers. They put them on a jugs gun and they throw it in there as fast as they can. It's not always accurate. That was up over his left shoulder, and Calvin made a great hands catch.
46 catches now in December for Calvin. That's an NFL record breaking the old mark set by Anquan Boldin of 45. First and 10 Lions, Bear 35. On the ground they go. LeSure sidesteps a tackle at the 36, gets back to the line of scrimmage, plus four, down to the 31, Lance Briggs. drops him there. That was nice running by LeSure that time because there was a good chance he was going to get dropped for a loss.
You love it when you see a back make the unblocked guy miss. And that's what LeSure did to a bear in the backfield. That got him positive yardage.
Calvin Johnson out. Brian Rabisky in. Lions second and five from the Bear 30. Stafford gives to LeSure. Looks right. Finds a cutback lane to the left. Hit at the 28-yard line. Spins down to the 26. Gets four. Taken down by Nick Roach and Lance Briggs. Two outside linebackers in this 4-3 defense employed by Chicago. That will leave the Lions with a third down and one.
You know, in most of this game, the Lions' running game, Dan, has been between the tackles. It's been power running.
And on third and one, the Lions will go straight to the line. Two receivers left, one right. Stafford under center, LeSure the lone back. Stafford pumps right. Wanted to go with the handoff to LeSure. Lost the football. It's free on the ground. And I think the Bears have got it. They will peel the bodies away, and indeed Chicago does. They went for the quick pump to the right side. They want to come down with the handoff to LeSure. They mishandle it. Chicago's got it.
It's all on Stafford. There was a pump fake, one-on-one, go to Tillman against Calvin, and he pumped the ball, and the ball came out of his hands. Fumble.
5:50 to go here in the first quarter. Henry Melton with a fumble recovery. We're scoreless. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
I've been wondering if the lowest tire price period at Bell Tire really is the lowest tire price period. Here's the skinny. It is. Look, when they say they shop the competition every day to make sure, it's true. I checked around. Of course, you don't have to believe me. Prove it to yourself.
Go ahead. Shop around. In the newspaper, on the phone, or online. We'll even check competitors' prices with you right in the store. You'll find Bell Tire always has the guaranteed lowest tire price, period. We challenge you to find a lower price anywhere on all the top brand name tires in the business. And in the rare case you do find a lower price someplace else, just show us, and we'll beat your lowest price. Guaranteed.
Hey, the truth will set you free and save you money.
It's not your usual tire shopping experience. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Bell Tire is open late Monday and Thursday, 8 to 8. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 to 6. And Saturday, 8 to 5. For the Bell Tire near you, go to belltire.com. The quarterback relies on protection from the offensive line to do his job. Your wireless lifestyle can have the same kind of protection with ProtectCell. ProtectCell takes the worry out of a wireless lifestyle. With all of the activities happening on smartphones and tablets, there's a greater risk of expense. So why not protect yourself with ProtectCell? Whether it's the content on your phone, your identity, or the device itself, they'll protect it. Go to ProtectCell.com to learn more or to find an authorized dealer near you.
Listen up, everybody. If you've been injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Put the Bernstein Advantage to work for you today. Best call you'll ever make. 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Remember the tuck rule? Here
After
we go.
Doing the play, the quarterback's arm was going forward when he lost the ball. It's an incomplete pass. With the timer put 5:58 on the game clock. 5:58.
So remember, all turnovers are reviewed. That, a Chicago takeaway, was reviewed, and when they looked at it again, they said the arm was going forward, really the tuck rule coming into play, and the ball was released, so it goes down as an incomplete pass, not a fumble. The Lions keep it. Now we'll try a field goal, 44-yard attempt for Jason Hansen.
Great break for the Detroit Lions.
Hansen gets ready. Lions trying to get on the board first here against the Bears. 44 yards, middle of the field. There's the snap spot, down kick on the way. It's up, and Hansen sends it through. And Jason Hansen, with that field goal, sets a new NFL record for the most field goals of 40 yards or more in NFL history. He had been tied with Morton Anderson at 187. Hansen now moves to 188 and stands alone among NFL kickers. Jason Hansen puts the Lions on top, 3-0. 5:54 to go first quarter. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Our lowest offer of the year is ending soon. Right now, for a limited time only, you can get Xfinity TV only from Comcast for just $10 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Get local programming and the most popular channels. Watch hit shows like The Biggest Loser, Revenge, and live sports, all with crystal clear picture and sound. Call 1-800-XFINITY and get TV starting at just $10 a month for a whole year. Or ask about our other TV packages and get access to on-demand, on TV, and streaming online. Start an on-demand show in one room and finish it in another. Plus, Xfinity offers tons of HD movies and shows and premium channels like HBO and Showtime. So don't wait. Get Xfinity TV starting at just $10 a month for 12 months. But hurry, this offer ends December 31st. Make tomorrow awesome and switch today. Call 1-800-XFINITY now and don't miss out on this great offer. Offer ends 12/31/12. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to limited basic TV service for new residential customers. Call for details.
At Health Plus, we don't take the word coverage lightly. When we say coverage, we mean comprehensive, affordable health care that blankets the entire state of Michigan. And when we say coverage, we mean a really, really long list of doctors and specialists. Coverage at nearly every hospital in Michigan, including Beaumont, Covenant, Genesis, and the University of Michigan. Health Plus, where the plus is a very, very big network. For more information, call 1-800-332-9161 or visit healthplusdifference.org.
Buddy's Pizza invites you to give the gift of square taste with Buddy's gift cards. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a free 4-square cheese pizza with one topping. Visit buddyspizza.com and order today.
It's interesting taking another look at that Stafford play. I originally thought he was trying to pump and then go on a delayed handoff, but it looked like he was trying to pump to free Calvin up and just lost the ball. 5:54 to go first quarter. Lions up 3-0. Hanson set to kick it off. Back deep for Chicago, Devin Hester. Hanson sends it on its way. This will be returnable for Hester. Catches it 2 yards deep. Here he comes, left side. Cutting right at the 10. Gets to the 15. In traffic at the 20 and taken down right there. That's where the Bears will take over with 5:47 to go in the first quarter. Trailing now by a score of 3-0. Today's game brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, official health care of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Vandenbosch gets a bit of a break at right defensive end now. Lawrence Jackson in the game.
Bears come to the line. Cutler up under center. Forte the lone back. Cutler turns, gives to Forte, and he's met in the hole by Justin Durant. Terrific play by the linebacker to come in and hold him to a 2-yard gain. That's just well drawn up on defense because that hole opened up, but there's one guy standing there, and he's the guy that has to make the play.
And, again, it goes to the term when you fit. And a defensive player has to make the right fit. And Justin Durant's there by design because they had everybody else taken care of, and unblocked was Durant. When you're unblocked and you got a back in the hole, you got to make that play, and Durant did.
Second down and 8 now. Bears from their own 22. Lions show blitz. Here they come. Cutler back, setting up a screen. Got it to Forte. Forte slipped to tackle at the 24. Right sideline at the 30. Across the 35 into the 40 where he is forced out by Lewis Delmas. 18 yards on the play. Nice block by Chris Spencer to help free him. But you come with a blitz. They call a screen. That's advantage to the team that made the nice offensive call.
The previous play we talked about how Justin Durant made a great play on a guy one-on-one. Well, Don Carey had the same opportunity on that play. And Matt Forte made him miss. You can't do that. You got to win those battles.
First and 10 Bears from their own 40. Out of the gun. Cutler, quick throw, left side. Got it complete. It is caught by Earl Bennett. Left sideline. He's going to go. Bennett, 30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, end zone touchdown. A little swing pass out of the backfield. Ends up going 60 yards for a touchdown.
Now, there's a play where DeAndre Levy's got to take a better angle of pursuit. You've got the coverage, Levy against Bennett. Well, he catches the ball. Levy has to go on an angle to catch the faster guy. Instead, he tries to go parallel to him. Well, Bennett's got the speed edge, and he just runs to the corner, turns upfield, and that's all she wrote.
Nobody had the outside that time. Ron Bartel got turned back inside. So nobody had contained when it came to the sidelines, and Bennett got there. And we saw basically the same play go for a touchdown last week against Atlanta. Extra point is up and good. Bears have the lead. It's now Chicago 7 and the Lions 3. And I'm going to guarantee you something. The Chicago Bears saw the same play go for a touchdown last week against the Lions as well.
Well, they just made it two in a row.
This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Ever notice there are two kinds of guys on a job site? You got the guys who talk about work, and you got the guys who own it. The talkers are leaning on their shovels asking how long until lunch. The guys who own the work are driving Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. See, running your mouth doesn't get the job done. Having the most towing, the most payload, and the best fuel economy does, which is why Super Duty is the truck the guys who do the hardest work depend on. It's number one in construction, ranching, farming, mining, landscaping, forestry, you name it. So put up or shut up, baby. This is the new 2013 Ford Super Duty, built Ford tough.
Best-in-class maximum payload, towing GVWR and GCWR when properly equipped. Fuel economy based on Ford drive cycle test of comparably equipped 2011 and 2012 Ford and competitive models. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR versus 2012 and 13 competitors. Percentage based on Polk U.S. heavy-duty pickup and class 2 to 5 conventional chassis cab combined new registrations January 2011 through June 2012.
This season, the Lions Radio Network will highlight during the second quarter of play Michigan-made, Michigan-based companies that support the radio network. Fans, we remind you to support all of our partners and the ones that are a big part of your community and our state. Today's Michigan-made company is ABC Warehouse, headquartered in Pontiac, Michigan. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal and crown the great moments of football. Please drink responsibly.
Seven to three, Bears on top. So far, Jay Cutler, 4 out of 4, 135 yards and a touchdown.
Didn't Ryan complete like his first 11 or 12 last week?
Yes. I think it was 12 in a row to start the game. They had the big play to Roddy White on the left side. It was just going the same way, left sideline, about the same spot. And I don't think Roddy White got touched either. And I don't think Earl Bennett got touched. Caught a pass in the backfield, turned it up 60 yards. Here's the kickoff. It'll be taken by Joyke Bell, a yard deep coming out. Bell back to the 5 to the 10. Bell to the 15. Bell to the 20. Breaks the tackle and gets to the 25-yard line. Good hard running by Joyke Bell. Ball may have come loose in there, and there's a scramble for it, and Chicago's got it. Joyke Bell took a big hit, coughed it up, and the Bears have got the football. Now remember, all turnovers are reviewed. And Bell looked like he was diving after it the second he hit, so the Lions go from Stephon Logan to Joyke Bell. And the second kickoff return of the day results in a giveaway. And the Bears, who lead the NFL in takeaways, have got one here. Recovered by Eric Weems, outstanding special teams player for Chicago. And that ball was out before Bell hit the ground. As I look at the replay, it will be reviewed as all turnovers are. And that's a giveaway. So in a season in which the Lions have been their own worst enemy more often than not, put another chapter in that book. Seventh Detroit turnover in the last 8-plus quarters. Here come the Bears now. First and 10 from the Lion 24. They lead it 7-3. They're looking for more. I formation behind Cutler. Kellen Davis in motion to the right side. Cutler wants to throw. Sets left side, got a man, caught, nope, knocked away and incomplete in the end zone. Was going for Brandon Marshall, covered on the play by Bartell and also Lewis Delmas.
Delmas got over there in time. That's what a safety's got to do. Bartell is going to get picked on today, let's face it. This guy is coming into this game as a starter. He's kind of off the street corner, as Dan said earlier. So the Bears are going to pick on him. And he's going to need safety help on occasion. And that time, nice job by Lewis Delmas.
Lions caught a break there. That was eminently catchable by Marshall. Second down, they give it to Forte, trying to get the edge right side, and does. Cuts it inside the 20 and forced out of bounds by Don Carey at the 16-yard line. That will go as an 8-yard gain. It'll bring up third and two. Lions red zone defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading Michigan to a healthier future.
You know, you talked about turnovers and how the Bears have great field position now because of turnovers. Looking at the Lions this season, They're minus five in interceptions and minus seven in fumbles to their opponents. That tells a story right there.
Third down, two to go. Chicago from the Lions 16. Cutler under center. Forte the lone back. Cutler takes, turns, gives it to Forte. Head down, and he stops short. Got one to the 15. Needed to get down to the 14. That'll now bring up fourth and one. DeAndre Levy makes the tackle for Detroit. And Chicago will send their field goal unit on. Now, to the point you made a moment ago, Brandy, if you want to look at the biggest reasons the Bears came into this thing in the playoff hunt and the Lions didn't, look at turnover ratio. Chicago plus 16, second in the NFL, leads the NFL in points off turnovers. The Lions minus 12, 26th in the NFL.
End of story.
33-yard field goal attempt. Mare sends it on its way. It is up and it is good. In a drive in which Matt Forte went over 1,000 yards for the season, the Bears come up with 3 points and they lead it 10-3.
Since we're playing Chicago, and you just made a great mention of the turnover margin, as Sean Connery would say in The Untouchables, Los Angeles, the water.
And there it is. That kind of wisdom that you just get when you tune in here each and every week. All right, let's send it back to Matt Derry in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. Good afternoon, Diesel.
I have no idea what that was. A Giants 14, Eagles nothing. That one in the first quarter. New York needs a win and a lot of help to get in the playoffs. Eli Manning, two touchdown passes already to Reuben Randall. And Brandy's guy, Mark Sanchez, off to a good start for the Jets today. A pick six, Buffalo 7. Jets trailing Buffalo 7-3 in the first. Yes, Jim.
When did he become my guy?
Seriously, is it not apparent that the Jets have said to Tim Tebow, we wouldn't start you if you were the last quarterback on earth?
I like what Merrill Hodge said this week. He said, this stinks like three-day-old fish.
left out in a hot summer day.
Oh, still man. Haven't got my answer. When did I become a Sanchez guy?
We're back to the game. Sorry.
Here we go, everybody. 2:59 to go first quarter. Bears 10, Lions 3.
Thanks for the help.
Joik Bell back to take the kickoff. Fumbled a moment ago. He'll get another chance here. Bell takes it 4 yards deep. Brian Rubisky tells him to stay right there, and he will. So a touchback, and the Lions will have it first and 10 at their own 20, trailing by 7. But, I mean, seriously, if you're the Jets, you know what Sanchez can do. McElroy's hurt. Do you just not roll the dice with Tebow because you don't want to open that can of worms? Is that what it is?
Apparently not.
Or do you
not.
Think he's that awful?
Apparently not. You don't roll the dice. But clearly, Tim Tebow for the New York Jets is not going to play quarterback.
Apparently not. Here come the Lions, first and 10 from their own 20. Stafford up under center. Turns and gives to LeSure, tries to get outside left, nothing doing. Taken down at the 21-yard line by Amobi Okoya. And that'll bring up second down and 9.
Well, what would you do with Tebow?
If I'm the Jets at this point, I probably would have played him. What do you have to lose?
Another game.
I guess so. Well, it just becomes apparent he's not part of their plans. Signed, sealed, delivered. Lions go empty, second and 9. Stafford out of the gun. From their own 21, Stafford's got it. Throws over the middle. Got Pettigrew. Taken down immediately as he crosses the 26 and gets close to the 27 by Geno Hayes. It's a gain of 6. It'll bring up 3rd down and 3. And with that, Matthew Stafford has set a new single-season record for passes attempted. He's at 692, breaking the old record set by Drew Bledsoe of 691 in 1994. Now, your name goes into the record book, but I'll be honest with you, it's not a record you probably want because it shows you don't have a lot of balance in terms of your offense, and you were probably trying to come from behind a lot. 3rd down and 4, we'll call it for the Lions. Mark him down at the 26. Stafford's got it. Stepping up in the pocket, throws. Got a complete 1st down across the 30 to the 32. Mike Thomas with a nice catch. Well covered on the play. Stafford threw a laser in there. And Thomas made the catch for a 6-yard gain. That's what you call helping your quarterback out a little bit. Lions haven't done a lot of that this year.
That's exactly right. And Kelvin Hayden had real good coverage. He was draped all over Thomas's back. And Stafford threw in a pretty tough ball to catch with a man on your back. But Mike Thomas made that catch, and it keeps the down box moving with the Lions in possession. That's a big play.
First and 10 Lions now from their own 33. They trail by 7. Toss right side, goes to LeSure. One man to beat outside, does, to the 35 to the 40. And LeSure picks up good yardage and a first down as he gets out to the 43-yard line. Anthony Walters had a chance at him behind the line of scrimmage. LeSure made him miss and turned what would have been a 2-yard loss into a 10-yard gain and a first down.
Well, what we saw from Don Carey earlier, a miss on a running back when he had the one-on-one chance. Here's LeSure making the Bears guy miss.
Today's game brought to you by ABC Warehouse, official electronics provider of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. First and 10 Lions now from their own 43. Stafford gives it to LeSure. He's going to get snowed under for a loss. No chance that time back at the 41. Stephen Paya and Geno Hayes both in there. It's a loss of 2. And that's just a case of Chicago winning the battle up front because LeSure never had a shot. That'll take us to the end of the first quarter. Lions have hurt themselves with a turnover and also a big play by the Bears on a touchdown pass from Jay Cutler. They lead it 10-3. We'll head for the second. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and EPA estimated 16 city, 22 Iowa miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus comparable competitive engines. EcoBoost versus 2013 GM 5.3 liter, Ram and Toyota 5.7 liter, and Nissan 5.6 liter V8 engines. Don't drink and drive.
Between frozen toes, a runny nose, and bulky clothes, it's pretty easy to know when it's time to get winter tires, and it's even easier to know just where to get them.
At Bell Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest tire price period on just the right winter tires for your ride. Our experts will help you choose the right winter tire for your vehicle and your budget so you can get where you're going in bad winter weather. And with our optional tire storage program, we'll clean and store your off-season tires in our climate-controlled warehouse so you don't have to lug them home again. Then we'll reinstall them for you when the weather changes.
Wow, a valet service for my tires. Nice. I got the lowest tire price and room in my garage to park the car. I'm beginning to like winter.
It's not your usual tire store. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Bell Tire, with over 80 locations there in your neighborhood. For the Bell Tire near you, call 888-GO-BELL or log on to BellTire.com. Hurry to Bell Tire today.